It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Hey, something happened last night and I'd never seen this before happened and I thought, well, okay, I didn't know that was an option. So we had fish and chips at Jimmy's parents last night.
Wrong night to have it. Wednesday night is not fish and chips night.
What night is it?
Friday night. Friday night's always fish and chips night.
Yeah, let us pray. But for other reasons too, that's just your... Is that because you don't eat meat on Fridays? Is that what it is?
No, I don't know. We just always started doing it on Fridays. I don't actually know why, but Friday nights is fish and chips.
Or is it because it's alliteration and you love that?
Friday nights.
Fried Friday.
Something like that. Yeah. But shout out to my local fish and chip shop. They always know to expect me on a Friday.
Very good. Great fish and chips as well. This was the one on Ocean Grove on the corner, I should know, between Main Street and the one that goes away from Main Street.
Oh, yeah, cool. All right. Well, if we're giving shout-outs, shout-out to Six Ways in Lara. Good on you guys. Hang on.
Well, I didn't name them.
Well.
Well, Google it while I'm talking.
Six Ways is where all the streets are.
There's
six directions you can go.
That's like New York.
Sure.
That's like right. That's how they had all the families there. Yeah, that's like a thing. I'm just trying to pad now so I can get...
Oh, well, you get the name of it.
What's it called? I don't know.
What's your order? Do you get a... pineapple fritter. Sorry, I was trying to pad. You've given up.
No, that's okay. I've given up. Everyone knows what it is. It's that one. So it's diagonally across from the post office. Anyway, so Jimmy's dad was calling up, and so we're at their house, and he was calling up to put the order in, right? Yeah. And he's like, they answer the phone, and he's like, hello, my name's Lindsay, and I would like to put in an order today. And I was like, you're a blessing, Lindsay.
You are a gentleman, Lindsay, and such well-mannered.
He is. They're both beautiful people. Anyway, and then as he's talking, he's like, yep, so we'll get the fish and chips and potato cakes and whatever.
Take no takes through the order. What was that?
Oh, yeah. So his mum and I had grilled flake, and they had... crumbed flake or battered flake or whatever.
That is so funny because in our house, my mum and Carly have the grilled fish.
Yeah.
And Anthony and I, we have the battered.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a boys versus girls.
Oh, my God, best friends for life. Anyway.
Men are from Batter City. And women,
that is true,
are from Grill Town.
I mean,
that's the title of a book right there.
Put that on a T-shirt. Take me to Grill Town.
No, don't.
No, okay. And then we had chips and potato cakes. Anyway.
Potato cakes, interesting. I go the pineapple fritters.
Yeah, no, I don't. But anyway, so we had that.
Doubling up on potato there.
I know. That's what I think too.
Yeah, too much
but
potato.
You got to have that batter on the outside. Anyway, we can go that another time.
From the pineapple in the pineapple fritter.
So, if you dad would dog me right now. So anyway, he's like, all right. And as he was going through the order, he said, yeah, cool. So I'll be there in about 15, 20 minutes. And then we all looked at each other, Jimmy's mum and Jimmy or whatever, and he hung up the phone. I'm like, Lindsay, mate, you don't give the time. They give the time.
Oh, so they've not said to him at any point.
They've not said to him at any point.
That'll be ready at this time in 15 to 20 minutes. He's laid out the ground rules.
He goes, so I'll be there in 15 to 20 minutes.
You better have it ready.
And I just laughed because I was like, hang on, you've flipped the script.
Yeah. I'm Lindsay. Thank you for your time.
Beep. Yeah, I'll be there in 15. And I was like, no, doesn't work like that, mate.
Did it work like that?
It did work like
that.
They said, yep, we'll see you then. I was like, that's not a thing.
I'm obviously trying that tomorrow at Six Ways.
Yeah, see how that goes. Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's
podcast, K-Rock 955. Fairly blowy out there. 28-kilometre-an-hour winds, 33-kilometre-an-hour gusts. Wow. That's like a don't wear a hat day.
Wear a hat with those cords.
Little chin strap.
Yes.
Get yourself a chin strap.
That's what I do. I do. That's what I got engaged in. A hat with a chin strap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955. Bloody love you, mate.
Look, we all make mistakes in life, okay?
Back yourself.
No.
You need to back yourself.
I'm sick of you telling me to back myself because I make so many mistakes now because in my brain it's like, back yourself. No, idiot. Never back yourself. Miss the show. Here are the best
bits of Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy. On K-Rock. Last week we brought to the table a story that fit right in with my lifestyle, and it was if you have 3 cups of coffee a day, it's the elixir of life.
Yeah.
It's great for your heart,
mm-hmm.
and it just really kind of will extend your life by a large portion.
Is that the official stat?
Oh, I'm obviously paraphrasing.
So, yes. Yeah.
I don't have the article in front of me. I don't think I even really read the article in the first place. I just took what I wanted from it and moved on. And that's what I like to do. So here's another story for you. When it comes to avocados, millennials may have got it right.
Okay.
Okay. So I am very anti. I'm famously anti-avocado.
You're missing out on
more
so
like
much.
Avocado, no. Am I right, guys?
You always try to push that. It doesn't quite land.
Eating just one a week can cut the risk of heart disease. Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, unless they're shepherds, in which you can go and get stuffed. Yeah.
The bright green fruit is filled with healthy fats that lower bad cholesterol and prevent plaque building up in the arteries. Harvard University researchers say, avocados are so good.
Get it? Get on the train, man.
Why do they taste nutty, but they're soft and green?
That's the best part.
They recommend that you have it on your toast in the morning instead of butter, margarine or cheese. Why not have them all is what I would say.
No, I hate it when I go get smashed avo and they put butter on my toast. I'm not here for butter, mate. Put avo on my toast. That's what I want.
Okay. See, the problem with it is, though, it actually only cuts the risk of heart disease by up to a fifth. So up, say, so let's put it in percentages, easier to get your head around, up to 20%. So not even 20%.
Okay.
And you have to eat that crap every day.
It's not. It's good.
Every day, a whole one every day.
I'm there.
To get less than a 20% improvement on your heart health.
Like, says the guy that has caramel or koalas every day for breakfast. Mate, you don't care. Just get an avocado in you once in a while.
No, absolutely not. Avocado, no. Is that better?
Did not land.
Damn it.